Man, it was unreal, I think, as a team, especially in the manner that we won the game. Down on the road to a quality opponent with weapons all over the place. And, you know, offense kept scoring, kept moving the ball, real tight with the old line, and proud of those dudes. And, man, just awesome feeling.
How frustrating were those first two?
I mean, we weren't frustrated just from the simple standpoint of we know they're a good team. I mean, we know we're not going to go on the road and just shut everybody down. So just the team coming back from it, it says a lot about everybody in there. You know, I think, first off, you get a little feel for what they're wanting to do, what they're trying to accomplish. We made some halftime adjustments. Guys stepped up, made some plays there towards the end. Ahmad Brooks, Navarro, the ones fresh off my head, huge plays. And big-time players make big-time plays. I mean, old cliche.
Does it seem like maybe quarter, third quarter, stronger and stronger and stronger?
Yeah, I think it's just a team. I mean, the way we were moving the ball defensively, we're coming out getting stops. You know, I think they scored all their points almost all in the first half. So just a great team effort, great team win.
But it seems like you were getting good from the second quarter on. First quarter, maybe everybody was kind of.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the way they're approaching getting the ball out, some of the slides they were having in there on protections, they tried to get away from that a little bit. And, you know, you take what they give you a little bit sometimes.
Did you guys think about how Seattle
could
come back on their
last? Well, I mean, not really during the game, but we knew about it from watching that game all week, and we knew they're the team that starts out fast. They have all these weapons. You know, we really didn't get down ever. You know, Julio came out catching passes, and Matt was throwing the ball all around the field, and we're just able to come back and great win. Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it right now. You know, we have one game left. I think, you know, it's all for naught if you don't go and take care of that one. And whoever we're playing is going to be tough. So, you know, I think we're prepared, and this definitely isn't what we came to accomplish, just win the NFC.
Justin, Cap said that you were one of the first guys he met during the lockout working out at San Jose Stadium. What do you remember just first meeting with him and then? How did he impress you?
He did a lot of sit-ups, and he cares about his abs, I guess. But, no, I mean, just a hard-working dude, man. I mean, just jumped right in and always one of the first guys there, last one to leave, threw the ball, ran, lifted everything you want. And, I mean, just that's a group of guys they have right in there. And unselfish, hard-working, that's how you get to this point, you know. And, you know, it's just fun to be a part of that.
Frank said that your team is built for games like this. Does that resonate with you?
I think so. I think, you know, we can run the football, and for the most part, you know, we do a pretty good job of stopping it. And I think that's where football, for as long as I played and for the immediate future, is going to be. You got to stop the run. You got to be able to run the ball to win games, and that's our team.
Can you talk about that last Atlanta trip inside the red zone?
Well, I mean, just off the tip of my head, I remember Ahmad jumping up, making that play. Just, you know, his athleticism jumping up, getting that tip. I think that guy probably could have caught the ball, moved the chains, different outcome. And then just Navarro breaking up that pass. Same deal.
How much does last year's shape, the defeat in the game last year, shape what you guys had to go through this year?
Well, I mean, I think after beating Green Bay last week, you know, we were so pumped. The prior year when we beat the Saints, you know, we didn't know what to do with ourselves. So I think just being there as a team, as a group, top down from coaching the players, all right, you know, on to the next one. I think it's got that feel again here. You know, great NFC champs, awesome accomplishment. Let's go win the Super Bowl.
Justin, what does that say about Colin? His ninth career start, he's on the road, down 17 nothing in a game of this magnitude, and he doesn't get mad.
Doesn't flinch. He doesn't flinch. I mean, he's, you know, those are the type of guys that are in this league, too. I mean, you can plug them in. They don't flinch. They're bred that way. That's their DNA. You probably put them in a lot of different situations. You probably wouldn't flinch. So that's the type of guy he is, and tough, competitive, physical guy. And, you know, they did awesome today.
Couple more, please. When you got injured a month ago, is this the scene that you envisioned unfolding?
I I don't try to tell the future. I mean, that's, you just take it week to week, man. Football is week to week. It honestly is. You got to have a short-term memory, and good or bad.
Did it feel the same this game as opposed to last game?
I mean, it felt like it does. But I know how many more games I got left now. I know that for a fact. Yeah, I did. I talked to Mike. Great guy, great coach. I have a lot of respect for him.
Thank you.